There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Our first guest today is Anvita Varshney. She's Senior Principal of the Digital Practice at Delta Partners. Welcome along, Anvita. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we were just having a little chat there before we came on, and you were sort of saying, I want to keep this as simple and as accessible as possible, because lots of people hear things like artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and lots of people begin to panic and think, is this something that I can understand? But I guess one of the areas that you're looking at in particular is the telecoms sector. And I guess if we could start with why artificial intelligence is going to maybe help redefine and revolutionise the way that works. I mean, I think lots of people are used to looking on a computer screen and someone asking live chat help, or you ring up a bank and you press one button for this, another button for something else. But how are things going to change with artificial intelligence in the future?
Sure. So let's really start with what you just said, right? You know that AI has been talked about for a lot many years and it's been used as a buzzword. But what exactly is AI? So AI is nothing but just like some underlying logic and algorithms based on machine learning and deep learning, which has the capability to process complex data and complex patterns. Now we're actually seeing much more use cases and much more news. It's not that it has not been there since many years. So now it's actually more relevant because you have more data, you have much more computing power with less cost, and you have much more VC funding available in this space. And that's why you see a lot many companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon spending huge amount of resources and investments into that. And the use cases we see from banking and insurance and a lot of startups coming into focus, they're just like the beginning. We cannot even imagine today, like, you know, where AI can be applied.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time, right? You know, when you would soon start realizing it, that, wow, it would completely change the fabric of the society. It will change how people communicate, consume, buy, you know, all different kind of emotions we have. So, you know, if you would see that this game has been led by a lot many like these big tech giants, but telecoms have just started to kind of like, you know, adopt this in some of the sectors. Like, you know, you hear about customer care, call centers, but there are lots and lots of applications where AI really plays a huge role. You know, today telecoms traditionally have struggled with decreasing revenue and decreasing EBITDA like over a period of years. So when AI now comes into picture, how can it actually redefine the entire model for telecom industry? So if you look into like today the networks, right? We basically see that, like, you know, the networks are designed in how you actually utilize your network capacity or coverage, AI can actually play a much more stronger role. So I'll give you just a basic example. Today, if you have like, you know, a concert in Media City Amphitheater, right? There are several thousands and thousands of people. Of course, there would be pressure on usage of data, voice. And what AI will be able to do, it will be able to self-adjust, right, based on this, you know, demand or capacity forecasted, that it would be able to self-adjust and actually much be able to better utilize, so that the quality of service for every consumer is very good. So just this is one of the network utilization examples, but there's several cases where I can really go on and talk about much more deeper.
So in other words, what you've just said is that AI is going to make all our lives that much better, and it's going to streamline things. It's interesting that you brought emotion into it there, because it will affect us in all these different ways, and it will change the way we interact. It will change the way that we shop, all of the things that we all do day by day, and we do it in a very human way. But AI is, by nature, emotion-free, isn't it? So I kind of struggle with the concept of having to make the leap, because, like most people, change is something that I'm probably, if I'm really honest with you, Vita, I'm probably slightly scared of. I mean, it's an uncertain future, isn't it?
So a lot many people understand like AI, like, you know, can have emotions and it can actually replace humans. It's not true. AI is just simple logic, just simple algorithms, right? I give you an example. There was a poker match, and AI basically, the AI machine, you know, won against the best poker players. Now you would start thinking, wow, this can actually like replace humans' capability to bluff or you know how humans think. But that's not true. What AI does is just that it self-learns, right? So when you have huge amount of data sets, a human mind is not able to process that much amount of information. But AI can actually do much more, much more permutation and combinations. It has basically, you know, that AI machine was playing against himself, which a human cannot do. It was actually learning from the mistakes of other players, you know, in the breaks that you had, in the real time during the matches, and that it just learned. So the emotion, the judgment, the human thinking, the ability to reflect decisions in the light of ethics and emotions, that will never be done by AI. AI, what it does is just simply takes all the repetitive, transactional data pattern matches and just really like, you know, converts them into much more simplified, you know, processes and just gains a lot of efficiency and productivity, but it's never going to replace emotions.
So the robots aren't there to serve us. That's the message, isn't it? We're not going to be taken over by the robots. They are our servants, and that's where they're going to stay.
Yeah. So we're always going to stay. Phew. They're just going to like add efficiency and automation and speed. But all the low-end work, if you look into even telecom industry, there's a lot of work, back-end work, which is taking like almost 45% of the operational cost, right? You know, a lot of like budgeting, compliance report. And that work, you know, AI would be able to do much more faster. So you can actually reduce the cost by 1/3. But even if you look into cybersecurity. So today, you know, we as consumers, right, you know, in credit cards, let's take a banking example. You travel today in Paris and you use your credit card. And then the next day you are in London, right? So AI will be able to kind of like do all the pattern matching and see that, wow, this customer has never shopped from any of these retailers, has never shopped for this amount. If yesterday was in Paris, how it can be in London? And those are the patterns that it would be able to realize and would do, you know, automated fraud detection. And so the logic will also be used same way in the telecom industry, in cybersecurity and fraud detection. So it's just going to make our lives simpler, much more efficient.
I think anything that makes our lives simpler and more efficient, it is something that we welcome, even if we are a little bit scared of artificial intelligence.
I've got to say that I was really pleased when I went to Sri Lanka and they blocked my card at the ATM and I couldn't get money out because I'd gone to Sri Lanka and they thought, well, you know, it wasn't me in Sri Lanka. I mean, not these things have a long way to go before they're ironed out, haven't they?
Things have started to change. For example, Vodafone launched like, you know, some of the service where if you are traveling abroad, it would actually inform the bank that you're traveling abroad. Yeah. You can manage your home automation. So you have started to see like these kind of use cases where like, you know, in telecoms at different parts of the world are adopting this. And it's just a matter of time, right? It's not an option anymore. It's sooner or later the telecom companies will have to adopt AI, and because there is no other way for them to survive in this market right now.
It's just basically develop, evolve, or get left behind. That's Anita Vachani. She's Senior Principal of the Digital Practice at Delta Partners. And Vita, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.